An injury time Michael Norton goal proved to be nothing but a consolation as FC United lost 2-1 at Northwich Victoria on Saturday afternoon. United, with everyone except Greg Stones up for selection, were looking to take away their first points from the Victoria Stadium on this, their third visit to Northwich. At times, it looked as though the Reds deserved at least a point from the encounter, however, could only muster one Mike Norton consolation in the final minutes in reply to two Northwich strikes earlier in the second half. The condition of the pitch, surrounded by debris of cleared away snow, left a lot to be desired. However, both teams coped well with the surface conditions, making for an entertaining encounter on an icy cold Saturday afternoon. With just over 20 minutes remaining, the deadlock was finally broken, and regrettably this went the way of Northwich. A dubious free kick was awarded on the left-hand side and was sent in for a glancing header at the near post, across Spencer and into the far bottom corner.
Well, FC United have got defending again to do, because this is a dangerous position on the far left-hand side. It'll be about 10 yards outside the penalty area and has to be whipped towards the back post, and it is indeed.
Oh,
clicked on.
Again at set play. Every time he's the man.
Where's he going? He's running around the entire pitch with his entire team, and they've all jumped on him.
Me on his own, heading that ball into the net.
Well, he just even moved, didn't he? He just stood his ground and basically
turned his head into the ball. Just turned his head into the ball, directed it, bottom left-hand corner of Spenner.
21 minutes on the clock.
Spenner's no chance.
Frustratingly, instead of settling the game level, United conceded once more, and it was through all of their own making. Lack of cover in the right full-back position, combined with FC losing possession, meant that Budrys had acres of space to run into, giving Spencer no chance in a one-on-one situation.
15 yards into the Northwich half, and then poor play by the captain, and he's out of position as well.
And someone in the middle and all.
Opportunity here now to kill the game. It's
Budrys in the middle. Goal. Budrys in the middle. Ball played straight across behind our defenders. Off Johnson and Budrys. First time slotted it straight in the far corner.
Well, from a situation where FC United perhaps will be back on level terms, a poor mistake by the captain of FC United there, giving the ball away.
It was a mistake, and you know what, Swampioli, he didn't need a touch to control it. All he had to do was volley it back off the throw. Volley it back off the throw, and there's no problem. As soon as he takes a touch, the kick comes on him and puts pressure on him, shuts the space down. As he tries to play that same ball, it gets intercepted.
Michael Norton gave United hope with only a minute remaining, turning on the edge of the area and slotting the ball in the gap between the keeper and the post to pull a goal back.
Yeah. So Cottrell now plays the ball through, threads it through, opportunity for a turn now for Norton. First time shot, goal! Well played, FC United. It's a lovely turn by Michael Norton. And as I say, well, I consider myself an optimist, you know.
Yes.
It was good football, it was good play by Johnson. He went to a blind alley and he turned inside and he put a decent ball in. And FC United, well, that was 46 minutes. And we've not seen a board, have we? So we'll have to see how many additional minutes the referee does indeed put on.
Unfortunately, this proved to be too little too late, as Northwich managed to play the game out and claim all 3 points.